The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast. Monday Morning Podcast.
Sips. Hey, everybody. Rips. And welcome to the Monday Night. Rip, sips, jip. Hey, wake your butts up. That's what we're here for anyways.
Hey, get that muck out of your eyes. Get that yuck out of your nose. And clean your squiggly little ears and start listening. Because it's about to be a whole new week.
Everybody, get your weeks ready because this is the last week of November. And we want everybody to know that we know that you still got that little Thanksgiving hangover. And it doesn't necessarily have to
tequila
be an actual hangover. It just means that
Team
you are
cheese.
Tired from the days that you had off. Everybody was traveling, going here, there, and everywhere.
Traveling,
and so,
jet lag.
Welcome back home and welcome back to reality. Reality sets in. We know you guys got to go to work. You guys got to go this and this place. So we are here for you guys. We're back again, and we're back at work too for you guys in this Monday morning, the greatest podcast, the Runner and Gunner Show.
And boy, isn't it a great podcast. Isn't this a great show to listen to?
Sure is.
You're on your commute to LA or any big city in the world.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I got to sit through an hour of traffic. Might as well pop in a 45-minute episode of the Runner and Gunner Monday morning podcast. We are at Episode 160, everybody.
160 million.
And we want to tell you that we are very happy that you are our fans.
And thank you for listening, and good Monday morning to you.
Yes, everybody. So, you know, I'm just telling you to have a good Monday morning, as always. If you could have a good Monday morning, you could have a great life.
And fight that traffic, you guys out there. We know that traffic is horrible.
It's terrible.
We know that there's
just
horns.
You're
there's freaking
there,
smog. There's
yelling and
people
cussing.
People in front of you. There's people behind you pressing
giving
their
you
horns.
Fingers. Ugly
and,
faces.
Yeah, man, it's
off.
Just terrible. But we're here to change all that and make it into a great experience. You know why? Because traffic can be amazing when you listen
it
to
can.
The Runner and Gunner Show.
You listen to the right shows, like the Runner and Gunner podcast. Yeah, we come on every Monday morning, but listen, if you haven't listened to us, then there's lots of shows have accumulated, and you can just go and listen to the whole catalog. Mind you, some of our shows are very deep.
Super.
You might have to turn it off and cry.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not doctors, we just think like them, and so we want to tell you that it's all made for
MDs.
Your aid.
Mega deep.
We're trying to tell you and help you and save you from stupidity
and mental dehydration. We're trying to hydrate your mentalities. We're trying to hydrate your brains.
Yes.
With all the greatness that it needs to wake up in the morning.
It's our servitude.
And get up and get out there and do what you got to do. Then that's what we're doing for you guys. Because we love you guys out there. Lennies, we love you guys. Ladies, we love you even more. And so that's what we're saying is that the things that we are going to tell you about and talk about today are great on the show. And speaking of greatness on the show, we're going to talk about how great video games are and how great they can be when you are a superhero in a video game.
Yes, and we're also going to be talking about ladies in bikinis in the winter.
Did you say chichis?
All right, everybody. Well, let's get into the show right here. So what do we got right here?
It's a bit nippy outside.
Oh, heroes.
Oh, yeah. Back to the heroes.
Heroes.
Heroes, not zeros.
Alright, so you want to know about heroes?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk to them about heroes.
Well, I know a couple of heroes. Sonic, Mario, and Link.
Sonic, Mario, Link.
If you throw a football to either any of those guys, they will catch it.
And we're talking 90 yards.
They will score.
Field to field.
The Super Bowl winning touchdown just about every single time.
Without dropping it once.
If you are at the 33 seconds, and you got the game-winning pass to throw to Mario, he will catch it and make the touchdown.
And he will rescue the princess, and he will get her in the end, make tons of babies, and have a beautiful, wonderful life at the end of his whole story.
If you see Link running down the end zone, and you got 10 seconds to score a touchdown
only
to win the
seconds.
Game.
Yeah, final 10 seconds.
Link will catch the ball and win the Super Bowl.
And he will meet up with Zelda at the end of the game. And guess what's going to happen? Boom, chitty, bang, chitty, boom, chitty, bang, chitty. Chicky, chicky.
If you throw the ball to Sonic the Hedgehog for the game-winning touchdown at Super Bowl, rest assured you won't be able to see him.
He'll be there in 0.5 seconds.
But he will catch that ball and be there faster than any man's eye could see.
Oh, yeah. So does that mean he boom sheet bangs too fast?
So pass the ball to Sonic, Mario, or Link. Because today, those three individual superheroes of video game stardom are still making tens of thousands of dollars.
Does Sonic have erectile dysfunction? No, that's not the question they're asking us.
It's like a sewing needle.
Is Sonic the fastest character of all time who is a hero? Possibly. He's possibly the fastest one. Is he the greatest one? We don't know. So that's what the debate is right now. We got Sonic.
There was a time.
We got Mario.
Where
we
Sonic
got Link.
Was the on greatest top. One.
Yes, there was. All right, Gunner, tell us about this time.
All right, so listen. Link's Awakening and Link to the Past, the Super
great
Nintendo
games.
Versions of Zelda.
Yes. What about Oracle?
They were very great. They were very great. Very great. But they weren't as great as Sonic the Hedgehog. And mind you can go play those games now, and in hindsight, you could say that the Link story and whatever gameplay and physics are far superior. But at the time, you don't understand. Nobody was saying, hey, did you buy Link's Awakening and Link to the Past? Nah, we were
no,
all saying,
they weren't.
Did you buy
Sonic the Hedgehog? The new one? The old one? Have you played it? Have you beat it?
Part 2? Part 1? Yeah. Oh, you got part 2. Do you got part 1?
Do you got part 1?
Oh, you got part 1.
Do you got part 3?
Part 2?
Do you got part 4?
Oh, you got part 3?
So, yeah, the list goes on and on. And Sonic is a major hero, and he
is trying to
save the world. He's just trying to save the world from the evil fat man, Robotnik. And why was he a fat man? There's nothing wrong with obesity, because our country is filled with obesity. And if you're obese, there's nothing wrong with you. You're beautiful. Anyways, Sonic is the fastest person alive, and that's why he's so thin and fast, and he will freaking zoom right through your world and your universe. And he was that quick, and he was one of the fastest people ever. And that's why they labeled him a hero. Video game heroes, that is our subject today. But so, since we're into heroes, there was an obese one, and we're talking about the one who is a big boy. But at the same time, he ate pizza, he ate lasagna, he ate spaghetti. He went through tunnels. I mean, through pipes and tunnels. Yet he still overcame all the obstacles.
Sonic versus Mario.
His name was Mario.
Mario versus Sonic. Super NES versus Sega Genesis. The debate still continues to this day.
Now it's on.
No
it's
one
still
could
going
quite
down.
Put their finger on what happened. Like, who won? Because the fallout is still upon us today.
Yeah, they still got new releases of Sonic and Mario.
They got the number one hit movie for a video game, and they got the number one hit games right now.
Both. We're talking both.
And then
so
the Mario movie's coming
You're
out
talking
for DVD.
About one of the greatest actors of all time, greatest comedians of all time, Jim Carrey.
James Douglas Morrison Carey.
And he was in a Sonic film. So, I mean, how two insane is that? Two. Not one, but two. Sonic 2. It's out there. So everybody check it out. And then you got,
and then you got the Super Mario movie where all the Marvel superheroes and the guy from Avatar and the guy from Marvel movies.
That is right.
Are Mario and Luigi. You know, Charlie Day and Chris.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane how the war still continues till this day. And they're still going at it. Even in the movie theaters, even at modern times. And we're talking about, what, like almost 30 plus years ago, actually, if you want to get technical with it. And that's how long it's been that this war has been going on. This console war that continues to reappear and disappear within time. And so the crazy thing is that Sonic is very, very fast, but Mario is very active and just can destroy opponents. And
all right, everybody.
We don't know who's better.
If you're,
the bigger, better hero?
If you've been spacing out up
you
until
choose.
Now because of the sound of our rhythmic voices, well, let us wake you up and get you up to speed. We're talking about heroes in video games.
Yeah, heroes.
Who is your favorite hero? Who is your favorite villain? No, we're not talking about villains. We're talking about heroes. The winners of the game, the protagonists, not the antagonists.
And that's why we went straight to the top heroes, which
straight
topped
get
the
them
list,
out of the way.
Who topped the list were?
We're not going to let them.
Mario and Link.
We're not going to let them dilute their competition. We're going to take them out.
We went straight to them.
We already know that those are it in
they
video
are
games.
It. They are the masters. And a big question mark to me is, why haven't they made a Link movie? Why hasn't the movie came out for The Adventures of Zelda or
it's
Link's
coming.
Adventures?
It's a live action movie.
Hopefully they're going to make it, and hopefully it'll be just as good as its successors.
They said that it's going to be a live action movie. But, you know, this is like, these are the three heroes. We're not talking about Crash Bandicoot or Abe Oddworld or even
Which
Earthworm Jim.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool things.
Who are
naming.
All heroes.
They're naming good stuff.
We're talking about the first three originals.
The original.
Just to
creators.
Get them out of the way, everybody. We're going to get them out of the way so we can talk about everyone else. So there you have it.
Mario
Link
and
Sonic
the
Hedgehog. All great games, right? Can we all agree, audience out there, can we all agree that they were great games? They started it all? Yes, we can.
Yeah, right? We can. We have to. I mean, how can you disagree with that? Because they were the innovators. They built a pathway so many other great heroes in this industry.
If you lived back then, the commercials. Michael Jordan was even talking about the video games. Biggie was putting in his rap songs.
Biggie Smalls.
And no one knew that video games were going to be like this. In fact, grandparents didn't want video games to be like they are now.
Yeah. Because it started with arcades. And when arcades started, it would be like you got to go there and you got to throw so much of your laundry money into these little machines just to whip around a joystick and punch buttons. And it was like the grandparents thought, wow, they're wasting our laundry money.
Sonic wasn't on arcade.
But it wasn't like that.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, Sonic never was on arcade.
Neither
Sega.
Was Link.
But
Mario
was. And Donkey Kong was.
Yeah. And also, Link was on NES. Yeah. Mario was on Super NES. I mean, but Mario was also on NES.
Mario was on everything Nintendo ever touched.
Sonic was not on Sega Master System.
And everything Sega ever touched, Sonic was on.
Sonic was made in direct response to Mario.
Yes,
because
it was.
Sega Master System did not have Sonic. They didn't have a mascot.
Yeah.
NES always had the mascot of Mario.
Yes, they did.
Even though Link was secondary because the game was great, not because, you know, they promoted him that way. They didn't promote Link. In fact, the game's called Zelda. It ain't even called Link.
Yes.
So Link is just kind of like an underhero. Whereas Mario is the mascot of SNES.
He was the mascot, and Zelda was... But the thing is, when you see Zelda, you don't even see her actually to the end of the game. Like The Legend of Zelda 1, you don't even know that Link is not named Zelda until the end of the game. Then you figure out, Zelda is the princess and Link is the hero.
Yeah, you really don't.
So just like what you're saying, Gunner.
You really don't understand.
Is that what Gunner is saying that the mascot.
All right, everybody. So there you have it. The three jabronis. We want to tell you that let's get them out of the way.
Yeah, we got to get the greatest ones. All right, they're the
and start
one,
diving
they are
in
actually the greatest
to the meat of the show, which is heroes
of
video
games.
Yeah.
There
so who do you
so
think that are
today.
Heroes of video games,
there
Runner?
Are so many. So many
I think Leon from Resident Evil 2 is a pretty
Resident
formidable decision.
I love Leon. Leon was bad. He fought through the whole thing. He was the main guy.
He had
Resident
faster
Evil
guns.
1 and 2. He had the best guns. He even had everything. He had everything.
You know who I think is also good? Everyone from Resident Evil. Jill, Chris, Claire. Is that all of them?
What about Samus from, of course, Metroid? We forgot about
Samus the hero.
Samus the hero. And that's another female.
The woman hero.
She was bad, man. Nobody could top Samus. Samus was one of the greatest of all time. And we got to give her mad props because she was probably the first lady hero who kicked some butt.
What about Lara Croft, another lady hero?
Lara Croft. Yeah, Lara Croft.
I'm going to marry Lara Croft.
Oh, man. That's what all the lineages think. Yeah. That Lara Croft was so Rock Crofted that
she had big guns.
Yeah, she sure did.
Or maybe she was just small, so her guns looked big on her.
Maybe. Or maybe her guns executed correctly into the enemies.
Another woman, sexless. Claire. We just talked about her. Claire Redfield. The original Jill Valentine from Resident Evil. These are more heroes, women heroes. Claire. Samus. Oh, what about the little lesbian from The Last of Us?
Yeah, she's cool too. But Princess Peach was one of the best ones because she could float with her little skirt like Mary Poppins. I think it was kind of built off of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and she was very floatable. So if she could float through the air and catch some airwaves, I think she had some Air Jordan pumps, some female pumps on her shoes, and she would just float across the whole screen. That was pretty amazing, and that pretty much turned everybody on to Super Mario Bros. Who are females.
Who's the girl with the Braveheart face paint? She's a Viking. She's got schizophrenia. It's a video game. Came out for the Switch. Audience out there, help me out. There's a Viking girl with braids in her hair. Little blonde girl.
Lara Taft?
She's got a half blue face. It's like Braveheart paint. She's a Viking, kind of. Came out for the Switch, and she fights like her schizophrenic imagination.
Nathan Drake?
He is a great hero. Great hero. Oh, what about God of War? What's his name?
The God of War. Yeah, I forgot his name. He's awesome, Athos. Too, though. Athos, yeah. Athos.
Something like that.
Athens. Athos.
Athos. Kratos. Kryptos. Kratos.
Crypto.
Kratos.
Oh, Kratos. Kratos.
Yeah, Kratos.
Kratos is awesome. Yeah, Kratos with his long, he has those hooks, and he gets the hookup. So he could hook you up to his hooks. And then, actually, he does a little bit of this and that. So he's a cool guy. He was a hero. He unlocks chests. He fights big old demons and stuff. And, yeah, there's so many heroes out there. So many big heroes in these games. Man, who else are you missing? So many.
Oh, Metal Gear.
Snake. Plissken. Solid Snake.
Yep.
Solid Snake was one of the greatest ones of all time. That guy, man, he used to save the world. Every single episode, he saved the world from nuclear war. How often do you get saved from nuclear war?
Hellblade. Senua's Sacrifice. That's what I'm talking about. Hellblade.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good game. The graphics are amazing.
The game is, you know, it's a little slow. Not enough action. A little more, like, pacing and story, which, you know, here at the Runner and Gunner Show, we don't fully appreciate because it's stupid. But it's still amazing graphics. Great hero. Everybody out there.
Hellblade.
Can we just slow the pace down real quick? You know, we just want to play a song for you and crack a sip. Is that all right if we do that?
The polls say no. Yes! They do want us to do it. All right, well, I guess Bill's not to be messed with.
I'm going to tell you, some of these PlayStation games make my butt itch.
Mine too. We forgot about one more important one. Spyro the Dragon. What's up, Spyro?
What's up, Spyro?
Shout out to Spyro.
Everybody out there, just have a nice long sip of your hot coffee. You got a bowl of oats sitting on that passenger side of you on your Monday morning commute. Why don't you go ahead and take a bite? Ease your mind a little bit. You got a long week ahead of you, and it just started yet.
And don't forget, you think you ate too much? There's another fat hero who's bigger than America. Kirby, superstar.
Yep.
He sucks everything in. So, no matter how much you weigh, you'll never weigh as much as Kirby. So, don't worry about it, America.
Yes, everybody. Let your stress out, everybody. Just get ready. Get into the rhythm of the week.
I know, yeah. Remember, get back to work. I know you guys, Thanksgiving, traveling.
Traveling. Man, Christmas is coming up. Lots of stress, you know?
Yeah.
Lots of things to be stressed about. It doesn't have to be stressful.
It does not have to be stressful. Here at the Ron and Gunner Show, we encourage you to not feel any stress. We just want you guys to feel happiness, greatness, dopeness, cleanliness, and excellent.
Yeah, you know, we want you to feel excellent. So yeah, everybody, it's Monday morning. We just want you to be happy out there, thankful. And with that said, let's get on to the show.
Wait a minute, before we continue, our sponsors need to be sponsored. So we gotta go, and we'll be right back
after these commercial breaks.
The New Year's is coming up, everybody, and the Runner Gunner Video Game Podcast wants to tell you that we are going to be there for you next year.
And the following years to come, because the Runner Gunner Show is here to stay.
We're going to celebrate with you guys.
And it's going to ignite another celebration. So we might as well celebrate this year and years to come.
Look at
everybody, just grab your pom-poms and grab your shotguns and put them all in the air and say,
it's gonna
happen
whether you want
Runner
them or not.
And Gunner is there. Thank you for being aware for the Runner and Gunner Show here and beyond.
Thank you for supporting us. And we also want to tell you that it's been a good year. It's going to be a great 2024 year. The world might be ending on the news, but in reality, we are getting along. Everybody out there listening to the Runner Gunner Show video game podcast. New Year's episode.
That's right. That one was down.
May your acquaintance be forgot and an all
fly. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? We are back. Audience out there, we got to ask you a question. What is the name of your favorite video game hero?
You guys got to tell us out there, because we've told you many or a few of ours, a few more than many. So if we didn't leave anyone out, like Ezio, for example. Ezio was in Assassin's Creed, the original.
He was
one,
the best.
1, 2, and 3. And I loved Ezio out of the whole Assassin's Creed trilogy, or the whole thing.
Ezio, he started it all, yeah. He's the leader.
Ezio is the one who they actually started with. So for me, in Assassin's Creed, I would pick Ezio. So that's an example of who one of my favorite heroes is in a video game series. But of all time, it's very hard to choose, and we want to ask you guys out there, our audience, who is your favorite character in a video game?
Yes.
Of all time.
Your favorite hero, not character, not side character,
hero.
Not
villain.
Yeah,
there you go, hero. You're right.
What is the name of your favorite hero in a video game? One of mine, it could be Arthur Miller.
Arthur.
And John Marston.
Marston.
Those two are pretty psychotic heroes.
What about Dutch? You forgot Dutch.
No, I hate Dutch. And he ain't Arthur. Dutch ain't a hero. He's just
Arthur.
Jim Belushi.
Arthur, you gotta Dutch it.
Jim Belushi doing too many lines.
I like Arthur too, though. Arthur's amazing, and they're both amazing.
All the rock star heroes are pretty crazy.
All the rock star. Oh yeah, we forgot.
CJ.
The one of the most famous Tommy rock star Vercetti. Heroes of all time, and one of my favorite is called CJ.
CJ,
let's talk about CJ for a minute. CJ came from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. What year was that released again, Gunner? Like 2001 or 2 or 5 or 10? Something like that. Back in the good old
days.
Back
in the 90s. Yeah. CJ lived.
Here we go.
In video game land.
The biography of CJ.
With Big Smoke, Eazy-E, and a couple of the gangsters from the hood. With the lowriders hanging out with Mexicans from East LA.
Riding low.
And selling drugs to rich white kids.
Yeah.
It was the 90s in Los Angeles.
But they were still saving the planet in their own way. You know, they were like, peace on earth. As long as there's no bacon around to cause any cancer, then you'll be fine. And that's what they were thinking at the time. And so they were just trying to cure cancer and cure the world in their own weird or whatever kind of way that you thought they were doing it. That's how I see it as.
They just wanted to afford some frozen bacon so they can cook bacon for their family.
Exactly.
And like pork sometimes and, they were chorizo. Just too poor to afford the bacon.
To smoke the chorizos.
And so CJ from the hood, he got an AK and shot bad guys to make money so he could get bacon.
And exactly.
Feed bacon to his family.
And sometimes he'd just get baked. But he was just having a good old time and just trying to make a good old life for his good old wife and have a white picket fence. And
sometimes, you know, some innocent people.
A little old lady at his side.
Might get in the way of him and his steering wheel. But most of the time, he was just killing bad guys who did bad things.
Yeah, CJ was actually a hero. So that's why we can include him in the hero perspective instead of the, the evil perspective.
Sam Fisher.
The bad guy perspective.
Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell, yeah. Splinter Cell.
And this is Tom Clancy, everybody. This is a Tom Clancy character. This ain't a video game fictionalized character. This is a modern day literaturist fictionalized character.
Tom Clancy, guys.
And he's seen some things. He's studied some things, so his characters are based on true things and true people and true events.
Real life.
So there is Sam Fisher is living in this world today. There's a few of them, and America is creating them.
There's a lot of them.
And it takes one man to defeat like 100 dudes or more.
Yep.
And Sam Fisher is his name. And he's a true person.
Fisher.
You get to play with him in the video game Splinter Cell. But let me tell you, Sam Fisher, that's a good hero right there. A good American hero.
Yeah, it was called Rainbow something. I forgot what it's called.
Rainbow Six, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell.
There you go. Rainbow Six, Tom
Clancy.
Duke
Nukem. What about Duke?
Oh, Duke Nukem. See, but to me, that was kind of a knockoff of Doom.
I thought it was way better.
Doom was good, but it was a knockoff of Doom, but I like Doom. Duke Nukem was better.
Duke Nukem was
all
way
they did was
better.
Remake it. Sometimes remakes it wasn't are devilish better than either. The originals.
It wasn't devilish. It was just funny. Yes, everybody, Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem.
None other better than Duke Nukem 64 for the Nintendo 64. All the other Duke Nukems could kiss the grits and the boots of the N64 version
like
of that game.
Super Nintendo ones, man.
I guess it was the PC version, but they brought it to the N64 and made it way better.
It did.
Duke Nukem, we said Earthworm Jim earlier.
Earthworm Jim!
Earthworm Jim's
cool.
He's a cool hero.
He was just cool.
He had personality.
It's weird because he was like some alien weirdo guy, and he was just shooting him with a weird
he was a psycho.
Gun. Like, just the out... Just all, everything was all different from that whole
based on Jim Carrey, right?
It was Jim Carrey.
It was Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey as a worm.
Earthworm Jim Carrey. Gex. Gex also was a good hero. Banjo-Kazooie.
Gex, time
there
to
were some good
sex.
Heroes. Conkers. Conkers was a good hero. Donkey Dick. I mean, Donkey Kong.
Whoa. Holy moly.
Donkey Kong.
Did you just say DK?
DK.
Donkey
Kong.
Yeah, I did like that. I do have a Donkey Kong.
I like to call him.
And Donkey. I love the way...
Donkey bitch.
The way the girls ride the Kong. King Kong. And he was based off of King Kong, off of my dong. But he was based off of... off of the big boy who was on the screen back in the day.
Sorry, excuse me. Donkey Kong was a bad guy.
He did. No, at the beginning.
Can we call him?
Okay, let's establish this.
Let's
establish the whole thing. So at the beginning, he was throwing barrels at Super Mario,
the truest hero of them all.
And Super Mario was saving Princess Peach from Donkey Kong's grasp.
Who was also a hero, but she was caged.
But what was Donkey Kong doing behind the doors? Nobody knows. What if he got some little Princess DKs? Nobody knows. Anyways.
I don't think he did. I think he was telling her his feelings.
Yeah, he was probably just, yeah.
Beauty and the Beast situation, kind of.
Yeah, I guess. I guess Donkey Kong was so beautiful. So anyways, after that, Donkey Kong went on to create another great game, which was Donkey Kong with his son. What was that? Part 2, I guess? And it was awesome, too.
Part 2.
And they used to go...
Donkey Kong Jr.
Diddy?
His name wasn't Diddy yet, but it was Diddy.
Diddy?
Well, you know, Donkey Kong's a player. He's got many kids. But this kid, Donkey Kong Jr., had to save his dad in this one. And I think there was a Donkey Kong 3 where Mario and Donkey Kong were working together, right? I don't know. Go find out, everybody.
That's a long shot. I'm not sure about that one. I'm not sure about that one.
The point is that somewhere along the lines, Donkey Kong became a good guy.
Yeah,
I think so. His son was the one who bridged the bond.
He became a hero later on in life. Yeah. But at the beginning, he was just a straight, like, just throwing barrels at people and just wanting to cause destruction, just like King Kong. He was based off of King Kong. He's supposed to be mini King Kong.
Oh, he became a hero in Donkey Kong 64. Oh, and
they based his
Donkey Kong Country. That's when he became a hero for himself. But, yeah. You know, Donkey Kong is, he's a punk. He's a bad guy.
So, he's always been.
So he won't ever be part of the top three Link, Mario,
and Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic
the Hedgehog.
He cannot be. He cannot ever touch those guys. As in super duper heroes. I mean, who's the fourth one? We're still searching. That's what's going on.
Will we find it?
It's going to be hard to find the fourth horseman. But will
Ninja
we
Gaiden.
Find him?
Great hero. Ninja Gaiden.
How close is he? He's very close.
Let's see. Who else? Let's just name some great heroes in video games real quick. I love Ninja Gaiden. I think, especially on Xbox.
What about the Double Dragon Brothers?
Double Dragon Brothers.
What
there you go.
What about Battletoads?
What about Batman?
What about freaking...
The Battletoads.
Mm-hmm.
They saved the universe. They saved the galaxy.
Contra. What about the Contra Brothers?
Blondie and Brownie.
Another guy saved. Those guys saved the universe as well. So there are so many who are so close.
What about Ken and Ryu?
Oh,
saved,
man.
Street Fighter. What about Liu Kang?
Liu Kang wins.
Liu Kang was the hero of death. He overcame death in a video game. Shadow Man, N64, remember that?
Shadow
Nightmare
Man.
Creatures, the werewolf and the girl.
Shadow Man was cool.
Man.
There's so many out there. Just,
Mega Man?
Mega Man was probably
the greatest hero of all time.
Now I could put Mega Man.
There we go.
Mega Man could be right. All right, Mega Man. Here we go.
Mega Man.
We found him.
Will you say he's the fourth one? The greatest hero of all time?
Fourth? Wow. How many times did he save us from Dr. Willy's Willy? Nobody knows.
And Pac-Man? Did he say he saved us from Pac-Man?
He saved us from Pac-Man's Willy. And anyways, he survived all this madness, and we still are alive. So I don't know. I don't know how we survived it, but for some reason, Mega Man was looking out for the world, and he could transform himself to he was like the first Power Ranger, but by himself he could transform himself to different powers.
Thundercats, he was like them.
Yeah, he was like Thundercats, but in one, all in one.
All in one, yeah.
All in one Thundercat. And he could just transformate.
Astro Boy, you know Astro Boy? He was kind of like Astro, yeah,
Astro
Boy.
Yeah, Astro Boy, but
Japanese.
He was before Astro Boy, so he probably, man, he's up there. He's up there. Yeah. If anything, he's Mega gotta Man, be close. Yeah,
and he's also got 10 games, more now?
More than 20 10. 20 now? More than 10, yeah, at least 20.
17, 20, yeah, at 20 least now. 20.
At least, yeah, he's close.
It was like so 10 maybe, by the end of the millennium.
And not only that, he did little features, too, in video games such as Capcom versus Marvel and Smash Bros and all this crazy stuff.
And your mama.
And Inside Mamas and Mama's Dramas and all those. Hey, whoa.
Whoa. Producers are giving us the look. All right, we got to stop, everybody.
Yo, what we're saying
let's
is
let's talk
that,
about more heroes. Mega Man definitely is there. He is there. Don't forget about it. Indiana Jones had a game, too, so he's also a hero. Star Wars, all the movie license video games also are heroes too, like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, but that's so
Legos.
Many games that they did. So many games that were licensed.
That's what I'm saying.
So
we're like
many.
Automatically
we're
categorizing
kind of skipping
them.
Those ones because kind of those ones them. Already they're already established in the movie industry as heroes.
Yes.
So
like Batman,
really
too, Spider-Man.
Exactly.
They're all
yeah.
is part of the heroes.
Star Wars, Star Trek, Star.
We
you
do
know.
Count them any. Audience out there, can you think of any movie licensed video game heroes that you especially like? There's many. Harry Potter's got a new one.
Yeah, they just came out with the new Harry Potter.
But we're
they
talking
just came
about,
out with the new Spider-Man.
But we're talking about video game heroes. Even though
that don't count that they be so
they're
we're
the
saying
same.
Before they
even
hit,
though they're the same.
So we're talking about before they hit the big screen because some video game heroes became so big that they just had to hit the big screen. And so, you know what's kind of crazy?
Mario did it a couple times.
Is that Mario did it probably first or second because Street Fighter might have did it first.
Mario came out first. Mario came out first.
It's right around the same time, actually. Mario and Street Fighter came out around the same time as movies. But it was just because Street Fighter was so humongous that people didn't understand how big Street Fighter was going to be. And it did become humongous. And you can't really pick one person out of the whole
Producers
game.
Producers are telling us.
Okay.
The success.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, go ahead. Tell them.
The subculture success of the Mario 1993 movie outset the Street Fighter movie that came out a year later. So because of the Mario movie, Street Fighter came out. So Mario came out first.
And then Street Fighter came out second.
But
yeah.
Still,
Sega
versus NES. The war continued.
The war had continued.
And now what is it? Sonic versus Mario. The
again,
war continues.
Once again.
Mario. Except for they didn't put Street Fighter, they put Sonic.
It's the same
thing.
They
should have done that in the first place.
It's the same
but
thing.
They didn't have the technology.
Same hero. Yeah, they should have put.
They should have made it like Roger Rabbit.
If they would have put Sonic versus Mario, Sonic would have, you know, smoked him. It would have been over. Sonic would have kicked his butt because Sonic was way ahead of advanced from his game at that point.
So Roger Rabbit came out in 1989. It took a tons of work that no one could ever make again to make that movie. But if they would have made Sonic
and they still
the
haven't
Hedgehog,
made a movie like that.
They still haven't. It was too hard to do.
It's too hard to do. Yeah, you gotta have. You have to have the. It's just too many
people.
It's just too many people. Yeah, yeah. You have to have too
many
people. Too many people combined.
Amazing.
And they can't do it. Yeah, you can't. They can't do it anymore because they can't. They can't get that many creative minds in.
We're talking about drawers, writers, music makers, or orchestrators.
Exactly.
Actors.
And we're talking about producers. And
directors.
We're talking about directors, yeah, all that stuff, all combined and all on the same level. And not only that, we're talking about a guy who was in Back to the Future.
Oh boy,
becoming the bad guy.
Oh boy, from Roger Rabbit was in Mario. He was Mario.
He was Mario.
Bob Hoskins. He died.
But I was talking about the bad guy from
Rest his soul. He played Mario.
Yeah, rest his soul. That's sad. Well, I mean, when you eat lasagna and pizza all day.
Mario, he did build this city. And people don't want to say this. Back in the 80s, we looked at rock and roll, and we said we built this city on rock and roll because it did get built on rock and roll. But you know what? Nowadays, you know what's building the cities? It ain't T. It ain't cigarettes. It ain't rock and roll. It's video games. What is it, Gunner? It's video games. Video games.
You tell them. These one new more cities. Time. Wait, let them know. What is building the city, Gunner? We
built this city on video games.
That is right.
It's true. We did. Take a look around. Go on. We didn't land on it. Video games. Video that games right. Landed on us.
Yeah.
And we built them. And now they're helping us, like radio was helping us in the 50s, to go to work every day, to show up on time, to be there, to spend our hours giving the man what he wants so that the community could thrive. Video games are helping us get through the day now. Just like rock and roll did before.
And so now video games are occupying your mind, whether you're sitting at a bus stop, whether you're
like T did before front room, rock and
whether
roll,
you're in it's like the, cigarettes the underground did before that. Man cave, whether you're in anywhere, video games are occupying your mind. And that's what they're doing now. And that's what it has to be.
Here, I got a commercial
no
ready.
Other way.
In the beginning of time, there was tea. And then came coffee. And then came cigarettes. And then came marijuana. But then also, after that,
I like that,
came
what was that third one?
Rock and roll.
Whoa!
And now introducing to the new world, the new millennium, the new thing that's taking over tea, cigarettes, and rock and roll. Video games, everybody! Did you just
video
hear that commercial?
Games.
It is true. Take a look around. You press buttons, even your grandparents, even your granny knows how to play video games.
She sure does.
She touches her phone like it's a freaking Sega Game Gear.
She does. And your granny knows how to take pictures. Isn't it insane? I mean, 20, 30 years ago, it would have never happened this way. But it's happening right now.
I've seen more
and
grannies.
Video games are taking over.
I've seen more grannies
the world.
This year, take more pictures on their phone than I've seen. It's probably a little something because of the corona or whatever. But I've seen grannies, they caught on.
I've seen grannies buying tons of toilet paper rolls. I mean, I think grannies getting down with video games too.
Oh, and grannies are the ones who did it, huh? They got the money to have those like three room basements, wall to wall.
So yeah, they're everybody's getting down. What our whole agenda and thesis in this episode is: video games are gonna take over your mind because the heroes are the heroes. And we talked about the top three heroes. You guys got to know them again. If we have to tell you again, then you're deaf. But we'll tell you one more time.
Think about it.
It is
this
Mario. It is
Link.
And it is Sonic
the Hedgehog.
So it's between them three. And we do not have a winner yet. But still, we got to give you our top five.
We need a number four.
Okay, whoa. Before we
That's
go into the
That's what the
top
search
five,
is.
We're going into the number four.
Everybody
who
out
was,
there.
Okay, wait
we
a minute.
We got the top three. We are the other point of the show is we're looking for a number four. We want to find the fourth main video game hero of all time. Is it Snake Plissken? Think about it this way.
Did you order four tacos?
Who
number
is
four?
Who's the best hero in I don't know, what's some stupid Lenny show? Oh, who's the best villain? I mean, the best hero in Game of Thrones? Wait, there's no heroes in Game of Thrones. There's no heroes in anything that Lenny's watched.
So Wednesday's the third day. So what's the fourth day?
She's not a hero.
She's kind of a
okay.
So what? Oh. Wait. What?
Yo, hold
so
on.
What we're talking about is the fourth hero. So we got Mario again, and we got Link again, and we got Sonic. So the fourth hero, I mean, the closest we got to a next hero was Mega Man. Mega Man was pretty close, and CJ was probably fifth. So, I mean, damn. So is it a tie between CJ and Mega Man? Or what are we getting into here?
Hold on. We got to put some more thought into this.
So let's get them. All right. Let's get a little deeper, guys. Okay. Let's drill a little deeper. Let's get a little deeper. And let's just
think about it, everybody.
Just think.
What?
Wait a minute. Are we talking about villains now?
What is your favorite villain, everybody? What is the name of your favorite villain?
Villains.
We've been talking about heroes so much. How about we just talk about a few villains?
All right, everybody. We got all the greatest villains
What about Tyrant?
Tyrant.
What about Gavin? What about Bowser? Is the best villain of all time.
Bowser might be number one, actually.
What about Dr. Robotnik?
Dr. Robotnik. Man, always tormenting Sonic.
Sephiroth. Michael Jackson.
Whoa. Probably.
Phil Spector.
Wait a minute. Whoa. All right. Well, one of those top three, or whatever you said, the last three. Yeah. Somebody won.
What's the bad guy in Red Dead 2? Triple H? What's Triple H's name? The one, the blonde guy with the mustache? I forgot.
Johnny? Johnny from Karate Kid.
Nemesis.
I think it was Johnny from Karate Kid who wins the number one villain.
Nemesis is also all time. A bad guy everybody remembers. What's the bad guy you remember out there, audience?
Everybody. Who's the bad guy you remember? Is it Halloween? Is it Michael Myers? Is it Jason? We forgot to mention Jason.
Jason, he's got the greatest video game of all time. Friday the 13th, the video game.
Friday the 13th was one of the greatest games ever created in mankind history. But they got sued and blah, 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 whatever happened with it. And it's pretty sad. It was going to be the greatest game of all time. It was leaning towards the greatest game I ever played. And it still is one of the best games of all time. So, I mean, if you're talking about villains, watch out for Jason. He's out there.
All right, everybody. Right now is the part of the segment where we're talking about video games with the biggest booties. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about the part of the segment of this show.
Let's go back to that other subject.
All right. We're going to talk. No,
we can't do that.
The biggest booty goes to
Princess Peach's sister-in-law.
Daisy. I don't know if it's that parasol that she keeps underneath her skirt, but that is one mighty booty.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. And Tomb Raider, thank you for Lara Croft.
Cheers, all you Lennies.
Cheers to the Lennies.
And we're just kidding. Video games still got big booties. Everybody out there, take a swig of your coffee. Enjoy your morning. Shoot.
Yeah, come on, guys.
I'm never going to listen to the Runner and Gunner show again.
We just want you guys to relax.
Put it on Rihanna.
Take your
put it on Cardi B.
Take your
I just don't want to hear Runner and Gunner show ever again.
On your way home, and just remember that if you could have a great Monday, then you could have a great life.
We know you want to turn off the Runner and Gunner show because we talk about chicks. We know you want to change the station, put it back on Cardi B or Rihanna or Jay-Z or whatever hip-hop.
Don't do it.
Suicide Boys, whatever you're listening to.
Don't do it.
Because Runner and Gunner show cusses too much. So you're going to put on some hip-hop. You're going to put on some rated R movies. Because Runner and Gunner cusses too much.
Don't do it.
Well, you whipped a do. We might as well get ourselves an Academy Award since we cuss so much.
Oh, man. Don't sippity do it. Do not do it.
Yeah.
Don't cut us off for that reason. All
right, everybody.
People.
Let that song play. Come on.
All right. Cheers, Gunner.
Cheers.
Man, life is good. All I can tell you is that life is life. You know what? Life is the best thing that can ever happen to anybody.
Yeah.
And if you have life.
Hey, you out there, you're alive? Life is the best thing that happened to you, sucker.
Wake up! You're alive out there? Now wake your ass up if you ain't alive.
Ah, everybody, I just want to tell you that there's very few things in life that are better than ladies. And the way they smell, the way their hair grows out long. But let me tell you what else is great in life.
Wait a minute. I think there's a lot of things that are better than ladies right now.
Name five.
Legal or illegal?
We'll get to this later.
All right. Well, then we'll talk about that later.
Actually, let's get back into the show. What are we talking about?
Okay. Let's get back to the top five. Okay.
Oh, man, we're almost out of time.
Yeah, that's why we got to name our top five.
We could have a whole other episode about the heroes of video games, everybody. What is the name of your favorite hero in a video game?
Sorry, buddy. A video game hero. We're going to give you a chance to hear our top five villains. We talked about the heroes the whole time. So now we're going to give you our top five villains of all time in the Runner and Gunner perspective. So you guys got to listen up to this one. We're going to give you five only. Here we go.
Okay, number five's got to be Dr. Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik. Number four, coming in at a hot number four, will be...
Tyrant. What'd you say?
Jason. Jason from Friday the 13th.
Two video games.
Friday the 13th, NES, and then...
Friday the 13th, PlayStation 5.
All of them. All of them. PlayStation, Xbox, computer.
All right, number three. Bowser's.
Well, wait, which Bowser?
Just Bowser.
Bowser in general.
Not King Koopa, Bowser.
Bowser in general. Number two, Ganon.
Yep. I said Gavin, but, you know, Gavin, Newsom, Ganon. Yeah, that's the same person.
No, we're talking about Newsom. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Newsom.
I thought you were talking about Ganon Newsom.
No, I was talking about Gavin. So that's why we're talking about.
Number two, Gavin.
Number two is...
Ganon.
Gavin Ganon.
Number two is... No, that was number three.
Mm-hmm.
So number two is... Nemesis.
Nemesis! Man, Nemesis is nuts. Okay, now...
Number one.
For the top one...
It's Tyrant.
It's gotta be...
It's Tyrant. Hey, audience out there, do you know who Tyrant is?
Tyrant.
Oh, I didn't even need to tell you who he was. You already knew.
Everybody knows who Tyrant is.
I could have. Number one could have been Godzilla.
It could have been DK, King Kong. It could have been anybody, but it was Tyrant, the Violent. Ivan the Terrible.
Everybody, let's get back into the rest of the heroes. We need to find our number four before the show ends.
I know, we got
2 minutes.
So we got, again, we got Mario, we got
Link,
and we got Sonic the Hedgehog. We're Shenmue. Still searching for that number four. Was it Sifu? Shenmue? Was it Mega Man?
Sifu's got a, he's a hero. Come on. What's that, Naomi and the Giants?
The Giants of Naomi.
What's that show?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Colossus. One and the Colossus. Shadow of Colossus.
Shadow of Colossus. That guy is amazing. I forgot his name, but he's awesome.
Yeah, see?
He's probably the biggest hero of all time.
That's a good one.
Because he could jump on people and slice them in half. And that's a trait that... nobody has, actually. Not even a lot of people don't have.
Jet Force, nobody Gemini, those are some good heroes. They saved the world.
Oh, there's also Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah, that's a movie license.
They don't count.
Yeah, they don't count. They don't really count, but they count. They still count, just their movie.
Movie license do not count, you're right.
The movies made them a hero, not the game.
The movies made...
Ren and Stimpy, Bart Simpson, all that. That's all. The movies made them the heroes, not the game. Come on, audience. Help us out. All right. We got to end the show, everybody. We got to have a part two of this. And we're going to get down to the bottom of this. But for now, we're going to say that number four has got to be Mega Man, right? That's what I think.
Or Hitman, Agent 47.
See, now you're thinking.
Hitman, Agent 47. I don't know. He's pretty close to a hero.
Hitman, what about, I'm drawing a blank, everybody. We got to end the show.
Everybody out there, we got to end the show, but we got to let you guys go. But still, I mean, dang, we have so much more to talk about in this subject. There's so much more. It's insane. It's just insane. But anyways, yeah, you're right. Our producers tell
audience,
us we got to go.
Just think about it.
All right, remember.
What do you think?
Everybody out there
is the character that belongs in that number four spot. What do we think? What do they think is the character that belongs in that number four spot?
We just gave them perfect examples of who Beyond's the number one spot. But number four spot, I mean.
Oh,
but
we forgot Cloud. We forgot all Final Fantasy.
All Final Fantasy.
Cloud, the other one, Final Fantasy VIII.
See, but they're not as scary as the ones we were naming, so. I mean, Jason could be Cloud. So it's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Anyways, everybody out there, we got to let you guys go. And we know that this is the last Monday before December. And when December happens, you guys know what happens. We get into our super special editions of the Runner Gunner video game podcast. So we get into some super good, man, you guys don't want to miss a damn thing. Because if you do, you're going to miss everything. So you guys got to listen with your ears really toasted and close to the speakers. Because we're about to kick some butts, everybody. And we're about to go further and further in the game and just keep on pushing forward. And that is the progress.
I always like the heroes of Golden Axe and, like, you know, Streets of Rage.
Those are some
good heroes.
Yeah, that was amazing. Streets of Rage. What's it called? Final Fight. Remember Final Fight?
Final Fight had that one too. River City.
Yeah. You know, Double Dragon was probably the standard for all those things. Yeah, we had all kinds of good stuff back then. But yeah, so.
We got so much more, everybody.
Too much more to talk about.
This is the part of the show where we need you to answer the question, fill in the question. What are the names of some heroes of video games that we forgot? I know there's like a million of them.
A million billion?
And for goodness sakes, I can't think of any of them right at this moment.
But it's okay, because they're going to give us all the answers.
Yes, you are. You're going to give us all the answers.
But we already go. It is time. So, yeah, we're going to end the show right now. So, everybody out there, thank you for your attendance and for listening to the dopeness, the best show in the freaking world and industry. And all the love is sent to you guys. That's all we got to give, you know?
We love you, Lennies.
Yeah, we sure do.
I love you. I want you to succeed. I want you to be happy. In fact, I'm not happy unless you're happy. If you're smiling, telling good jokes, not watching too much TV, not TMW, not being a jerk, you know, being cool, confident, collected, happy, serene, independent,
and super awesome,
individualistic, and just awesome. Especially you ladies, you got such an easier time. Tell these Lenny men to wake up, smell some coffee beans instead of smelling their armpits, and get it together, because if they're trying to have a good Monday, then all they need to do is tune in to the Monday Morning Podcast.
The Runner Gunner Podcast.
And they could always have a good Monday.
And that's all they could do.
Because that's what we do here. That's all we do. We are an establishment.
We're an establishment. We are making
a collective establishment
of
music.
And greatness.
We make music for your ears. See, this is not just Gunner talking. This is music to your ears.
It is the greatness.
My voice resonates deep inside your bones, and the Runner and Gunner show comes to life.
And so now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the greatest part of the show.
The greatest part
that
of the show.
We love to call.
The
well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I go.
Two-minute run
in the world of sport, the Raiders just lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're not looking too gravy, but everything is okay because O'Connell did all right. Everybody in the world of basketball, LeBron James is still kicking butt, and they're still breaking records.
And he's still bald.
The unbreakable. He's balder than ever, but he's balling more than ever. So everybody, the Chargers just lost this Sunday to Baltimore. Baltimore's probably going to the playoffs with Philadelphia. But what is going on in the world of entertainment, Gunner?
I will tell you what's going on. So the only movie in the MCU coming out next year is going to be the Wolverine Deadpool movie. In my personal opinion, James Marsden should have been Wolverine because Wolverine's tiny. He's a small guy. What is Hugh Jackman? He's like 6'2", 6'3". Wolverine ain't 6'2", 6'3". What is going on?
Huge.
Anybody?
Me off, Jack.
Also, everybody, we got Shohei in the blue. How the market might play out if Shohei Ohtani signs with the Dodgers.
Ohtani!
Will he sign with the Dodgers? Will Ohtani sign with the Dodgers?
Will he do it? Will he or will he not?
Angels sign Adam Kolarek.
Who the heck?
Who the heck is Adam Kolarek? Thank you, Angels, once again for making a grand decision.
What the heck?
Texas A&M Alco agree on deal to make him new coach.
And so the college playoffs are set. It's going to be Georgia and Georgia.
So, Celtics, do those ring a bell? Celtics, Magics, Bucks, 76ers.
That is right.
Timberwolves, Thunder, Suns, Nuggets.
As of now.
Do those all ring a bell?
I think it's going to change, but, you know, it's going to rearrange within the length of the season.
What about the Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills on the East?
Yeah, the Bills just lost today to the Philadelphia. Not today, but last night. The Bills, oh, man, that was an exciting game, everybody. If you guys watched the Eagles and the Bills go to overtime, the Eagles ended up conquering the Bills in overtime. It was an amazing game. And the Sunday night football game, if you're in Los Angeles, I don't want to talk too much about it because Baltimore did kick butt over.
What about the AFC West? Chiefs, Broncos, and Raiders. Yeah. AFC North, Ravens, Steelers, Browns. And the South, the stupid Jaguars, the idiot Colts, and the dumb Texans who never won a Super Bowl in their life. What could you say about that?
Well, yeah. I could say that the AFC South has no chance in the world. The best bet is put everything on Mahomes. That's my best bet. Put everything on Mahomes. That's all. And AFC.
Well, the Bruins, the Panthers, and the Red Wings for the
National
NHL.
National Hockey League.
And the Avalanche, Stars, and the Jets for the Western Conference NHL.
And we got a brand new season of hockey.
There's also a Pacific Division. Golden Knights, the Kings, and the Canucks.
Did you say the Kings are in second? Yeah!
And the Rangers, the Hurricanes, and the Flyers.
Well, nobody cares. All we care about is the Kings are in second. Yeah!
That's it, everybody. Also, out there in the world of the wide, 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 wide world of sports, CM Punk comes back to WWE. Triple H.
You hear that?
Signed his worst enemy yet again.
CM Punk?
Also, is Ronda Rousey coming to AEW? We don't know.
Wow. Ronda Rousey is going to switch up.
Look out for the Batman video game. It's coming out this month. Check it out. It's coming from the Nintendo Switch. Hopefully it'll be the best part of everybody's life.
Like yes, it will.
Like it's supposed to be.
I hope so too.
Everybody out there, we want you to have a great Monday because we're having a great Monday.
We sure are.
And if you could have a great Monday,
then you can have a great life. We love you guys out there. Special shout out to Germany, Japan.
The beer of the month is Schenkerlach.
Schenkerlach.
For the Germans,
Schenkerlach.
We are Unlaffe, Unschütze.
Laffe.
We are the show, the podcast.
Unlaffe.
And Unschütze.
Unlaffe, Unschütze. Show.
Show. All right, everybody out there. We're just kidding out there. But we want to get serious.
We're not kidding for Germany.
We
What's
really
up, Germany?
Do love
we
you,
love
ladies. And we want you to have a great life. We want you to stop all this foolishness, watching the news and believing every stupid source that comes out.
True.
But not believing your neighbors, not believing your friends, not believing the truth. It's like, how are you going to let the TV dictate what you believe? Because it's on the news. Everybody, we know in the 80s the news was a very viable source. And it used to tell us things that we didn't know about things that were going on because we didn't know. But now that you know because the internet and cameras and everything, you don't need some actor to tell you what's going on in the world because you already know because there's cameras and video games and things. And so we're just telling you that stop being such a fish in the pond and start being a human. Human being with a spinal cord in her brain. Everybody out there, we gotta go. But let us tell you that it was a great show. I had fun. We all had fun. Things are great.
And Runner had fun, and I'm saying that, yeah. One last thought, everybody out there, we want you to be thankful for who the heck you are and who you will be tomorrow and who you always will be within yourselves. Just stay real, stay true within thyself. Also, treat people equally like you want to be treated. And then the life that you live will lead to the greatest life that everybody wants to live. And that's what we're saying in the Runner Gunner Show.
It's true. And if you want to get nerded out on it, look it. Link defeated Ganon.
He sure did.
Before he can get to the princess.
Didn't he, though?
But Ganon was, turns out, just a spirit. So Link defeated a bad spirit.
Yes, he did.
To get to his woman and have babies.
And sometimes you just got to kill off the bad spirits within yourself. It might have been a metaphor for him to kill the bad spirits within himself, the negative energy within himself. So what if it all came down to Link just killing his own bad spirits within himself, and then he got the most beautiful girl in the world?
And that's it. You should live life like you're excited. You should live life like it's the first day and the last day. Because if it might be, it's not going to be. We're not saying that it is going to be.
But it could be.
We're just saying to take a little bit more chances. Not the full chance, but just take a little bit more, you know? Have a little bit more fun in life. Be a little bit more gentle with the things that you do got. And gain a whole lot more, everybody. There's a lot of goodness going out there these days. I know it's hard to find on the internet. It's probably not on the internet. How about you turn off the internet? Listen to the Runner Gunner Show first. But after the show is done, just turn off your phone. Put it in the glove compartment.
Put your tablets down. Put your iPhones down. Put your e-phones down. Put your headphones down.
Think of it this way.
Put your freaking Androids down. Put your Apples down. Every minute of screen time. Put everything electronically down.
To the Zuck. That's another minute of your life that you're giving to the Zuck. 30 minutes. And the Zuck's going to get old. And he ain't going to know what to do with the time that you gave him. He's just human.
Lennies, if you want to learn how your parents actually lived and you want to have an example of how they lived, all you have to do is turn off your phones, turn off your headphones, turn off any electronics, and live like that for just one day. One day!
Yeah. In fact, when you wake up in the morning, don't wake up, turn over, and grab your phone. Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
A Lenny?
Back in the day, we had alarms.
And definitely don't turn over, look at your phone, and start TMW all early in the morning.
Woo!
Blow your manhood to the freaking pixels on your screen. Don't do that. What you want to do instead is leave your phone turned off. Wake up, have yourself a piss and a cup of cold orange juice. And start being rad. Men are rad, and the ladies love us for it. So start being good. Start eating your zinc and your salt. And start doing good for people. Stop thinking about yourself all the time. Ladies out there, it is a great day. Life is good. Have a dance. Chill.
Yeah, all you ladies.
We got to go.
We gotta go, Lennies. All right, everybody who's a non-Lenny and who's a Lenny, we gotta go. We gotta go because we're gonna be up in your sister's sweaters tomorrow. I mean, we're gonna be up in the game, and we're just trying to show you guys the correct way to go in life. We love you, Lennies, and we love everybody else out there. So we want you guys to be happy about the way we're proceeding this direction.
We're all you got.
Correctionist.
There's nobody else telling you this. Yeah, we're a couple sips deep. But let us tell you, that when we're completely sober, we're going to be telling you a lot more scary stuff that's going to blow your little stupid minds. Look at it. Nobody's saying this. Nobody's telling you that the Barbie movie is garbage and that freaking Oppenheimer was equally just as garbage. And it could have been called the Barbara Walters movie.
Barbara Walters movie, yeah.
And it could have been written exactly the same way, and it probably would have been better. Nobody's telling you that. No one's even talking about Barbara Walters no more. But we are.
We know who she is, and we know her skeleton still survives.
It does. It does. It's probably got grass growing out of it.
It is. And we're going to smoke that grass.
The bones are good for the earth.
Yeah. So everybody out there, make sure that your bones are good for the earth and
don't do drugs.
Don't do moan and groan and just hug and love. You know,
don't smoke before you go into work.
Yeah, just don't smoke and don't drink and just
don't smoke and drink before you go into work.
That's what our main thing is. So
eat lots of blueberries. Eat lots of watermelon.
Yeah.
Avocados and spinach are good for you.
And bananas and
look at if you drink beers, then. Look at it this way. For every beer you drink, you have to have a bowl of spinach.
At least.
At least.
And if you don't, then watch Mother Nature's gear up on you.
God bless you all. Let Jesus be in you. And let us tell you right now that the Runner and Gunner Show, we are the light. There's no one better than us.
And the foundation of new creation of freaking podcasts. Come on. Get with it, you stupid suckers. We love you guys, but we're telling everybody else out there who doesn't love us to get with it. They got to
make up their minds and
get down with it because we are the new creation.
There's
we
these
are
people.
The new sensation.
There's these people.
Getting ready to tear up
so
the
back in the day,
nation straight up.
So back in the day, you'd be a guy like myself. I was a kid. And then there'd be like a handful of movies that came out during the week and you'd be like, I want to watch them all. And you'd watch them all. And there'd be like five, maybe four, three on a bad month.
Yeah.
And then you'd watch them all and you'd be like, yeah, this is so cool. And you'd be like the collector. You'd be like, dude, I just collected it. But nowadays, there's 1,000 things coming out every week. And if you're trying to be the collector and collect 1,000 things to 1,000 things, movies, video games, music a week, then you're a stupid idiot. And nobody wants to talk to someone who's trying to watch 1,000 things a week. Like 5 things a week is a big deal.
For sure.
But 1,000 things, then man, No.
That is true.
And so that's what Lenny's.
If you want to watch 1,000 things a week, then that means your mind is weak. That means you can't think straight. That means you can't. Concentrate on more than
one thing
ever. And that's what the issue is.
Not one girl, not one job, not one family.
Exactly. That's the whole issue on the whole world.
Mr. 1,000. That's what we call it.
The government of the world. Yeah, Mr. 1,000.
Mr. 1,000.
Get with it.
What did Bruce Lee say? Bruce Lee said, yeah, you could be a stupid idiot and learn 1,000 things. Or you could be an awesome genius and learn one thing 1,000 times.
I'd rather learn one thing 1,000,000 times than be a retard and and focus on some BS every single day of my life. Because we're saying, that's what we're talking to you guys about. We're trying to teach you guys to get with the times, get with it, you know? We love you guys out there, and we know that it's not fair that we are so
stop
far
trying to
ahead
watch everything.
Of the game. Of,
stop trying to listen to everything.
Of you know, like,
dude,
conversation.
You're trying
and
to be
dedication
Mr.
to the world.
First of all, they're trying to be Mr. I watch everything, I listen to everything, and then you're like, did you listen to the discography of the Rolling Stones? And like, what's the Rolling Stones? And it's like, dude, then what are you listening to? If you said you listen to everything and you don't know what the Rolling Stones albums are, then what do you listen? Oh, you're listening to everything, that all 1,000 things of a week. Oh, you're Mr. 1,000? You're a bitch. Mr. 1,000. Nah, no, nobody wants Mr. 1,000, man. And I'm talking to you as a man. Women don't want it. Men don't want it. We don't want Mr. 1,000. We want Mr. 1,000 times. Right?
That's all I want.
And that's what I'm saying. That's who the Runner and Gunner Show are. We are Mr. One. Listen to us 1,000 times.
1,000 times, yeah.
We talk about the same thing every time.
1,000 times, right.
We talk about ladies in bikinis. We talk about sips. And we talk about good music and good video games.
What? When did mostly, I ever mention that? And wait a minute. I never mentioned it. Oh, yeah, I did. Oop. Oh, yeah, I did.
Video games, video games, video games. More video games. You can actually call this the V channel because
wait video games. Wait a minute. Did you say Chi-Chi's?
Because video games are good. V-A-G. Video games are good. Vag, vag, vag. We just want to have video games in your
you
life.
Say that. I got
we want video
that.
Games in everybody's life. We want video games everywhere because they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. And Vag is going nowhere.
Yeah, video games are good.
I mean, video games are good.
Vag.
Yes.
V-A-G.
Yeah. Yes, video games are good. Vag is going nowhere. And it's going somewhere if you lead it to the right direction. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to vag to your lives and our lives. And we already have vag in our lives. So if you got the
everybody,
vag
I just
in your
want
lives,
to tell you this.
Then okay. You are awesome. That's
this,
all we're
this
trying
is
to
the
say.
Truth.
Vag is awesome. Yeah. Get with it.
Yes.
Get with the freaking
our favorite game
of life.
Is not your favorite game. Yes, we know that. But at the same time, we've played your favorite game, and we like it.
Yes, we do.
We got to go, everybody. We got to go right now. Otherwise, the show's going to get
It's going to get more technical and beyond.
And they'll turn it off.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm getting pretty sick.
Our producers are already... Okay.
Let's put on a song and right. Sip, and we'll end the show.
Bonus coverage.
They want to sip with us. We want to sip with us.
We want to sip with them.
We want to be sober.
I want to sip with you. Let's go.
We want to be sober with them.
Yeah,
hey, how
man.
About this? We'll be sober with you. You get sip with us.
Yeah, I never said the damn thing in my life, man.
What song do you want to listen to, everybody?
Okay. Wait, let's look at the polls. Oh, they picked that one? Okay, put it on. Here we go.
Well, there must be a lot of freaking Americans watching our show.
Wait a minute. I didn't pick that song. What in the... Okay, well, if that's what they picked. I didn't pick this shit.
Oops. Sorry, I was tripping.
Oops. I let a word slip.
Hold on, I like that song. Hold on.
Please bleep me out. Thank you, producers. If they didn't bleep me out. Yeah, let's... The girls... All right, let's pick the second most song. That was amazing. That song was amazing, but... We have the second most chosen song of the Runner Gunner Show. The Runner Gunner Show is the most amazing show ever. All right, here we go. Yeah, you're right. He's right. That was kind of... Well, everybody, we got the Mighty Quinn for you guys out there. For those who have never heard about, you know, the Mighty Quinn by the Hollies. I mean, kicking butt. The Hollies have always kicked butt throughout your ears. I mean, they have so many amazing tracks.
Quinn. You ain't seen nothing like the Mighty Quinn. You trust the best.
All right, everybody. Have a good freaking night. Happy freaking Thanksgiving and happy Friday to you. Don't be too Black Friday and Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Monday's on the post to Monday. Tuesday's on the post to me. Put on something dope, man. Let's go.
All right, everybody. We gotta go. And we just want to tell you right now, man, I love you. I love this show. I love doing this.
The love is the passion within ourselves. And I
open up your heart, runner.
Yo, runner and gunner.
Tell them how they can get a girl just in time for the New Year's.
With this song?
Right now, while it's still November.
All right, everybody.
Quick.
Strap in your seatbelts and get ready to go for a ride. Everybody, every male,
go on,
every
tell them.
Single female out there, I want you guys to know that it's not too late to grab each other, hold each other, and love each other. So what I'm saying is that if you're a man out there, if you're lonely out there, and if you need a girl desperately, or if you don't need a girl desperately, if you just want to have a companion locally, I'll tell you how to get one. All you got to do is go up to your nearest girl. All you have to do is respect her, hold her hand, talk to her properly, tell her in exact words that you can do better than where you are at this certain time, and just let her know that she is going to be okay in a safe place, in a safe position, in a better position than she was yesterday. And tomorrow, you're going to borrow her heart. How are you going to borrow her heart? You're going to take it away. How are you going to take it away? By doing the things that I say.
What are those things, runner?
Get next to her. Get close to her and make sure that she knows that she is worthy of love and capable of great things. If you tell her all those things, she'll feel so gravy and great throughout her life. Yeah.
All right, everybody, open up your heart and let love in. It's the Runner Gunner Podcast. Tune in next week because there's more.
All the time.
How do I get the latest news? I don't know how to get a damn thing.
Do you like being up in other people's business?
Yeah, that's all I do.
Do you like brown nosing?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Do you like trending news?
I'm Lenny. That's all my greatest thing is in life.
Well, now you're going to love the new app, Binge Newser.
Yeah! Now I can keep up with all the Lenny news. That's all I needed. Woohoo!
Now you can listen to 100% 5-second news no matter if it's correct or not.
I need everything I can get. Thank you, Binge Benny News.
All age groups covered, Binge Newser app. Download it today on Google Apps and every app that you could find apps to be your friend.
Take it from me, a binge user.
What's up, everybody? It's the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
You guys to know that the Christmas special is only going to be greater and greater. We're going to tell you guys about how you can get your own presents for your peasants.
It is happening right now. We're having the greatest podcast ever. We're going to be telling you stories such as the Home Alone series and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
And a lot more everything, man. We're going to tell you about how you can have your wishes come true with us. If you want to listen to us, and your wishes are all going to happen. I'm not even lying.
I know we joke. I know we play around. I know you don't really understand us, and maybe you're confused by us. But yes, we love Jesus Christ, and we're going to tell you some very good stories that will inspire even the deepest heathen inside of you.
Even the dumbest person inside of you, because we're telling you that we are going to play all the greatest things every day. And the Runner Gunner Show is going to show you what we're all about.
Everybody out there right now listening to this episode, tune in December for the Runner and Gunner podcast video game Disneyland Christmas celebration.
And don't forget, that's all December. Runner and Gunner video game podcast.
Solid. Runner Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We'd also like to thank you, Lenny.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.